You can watch over the gate, but we are not sure if the walls are safe. There could be a place that is compromised, and the enemy is penetrating through there. So we also have to watch the walls, and we're going to talk about these walls later on. And you must also sometimes stand at the what? Watchtower. At the tower. Because the importance of a tower is that some enemies don't come close. And there are some blessings you don't see them close. You can only see them from an elevated position. When you are there, you can see, oh, they are planning that. Oh, in the next 2 years, that is about to come. Oh, so these towers gives you access to see far. We'll talk about that, not today. So on the gates in the spirit, what happens in the prophetic is that you begin to encounter different gates, the gate of time. This is a place, it's not the teaching that finished, like, oh, we spoke about gates, we finished. We're not finishing on time. Time, it must not be something that you think you are done. No. Stand at your gate of time. This morning or tomorrow, you should always be saying, I stand at the gate of my time. I control what passes here and what comes out. I stand against every time delayed in my life. I rebuke every spirit here that wants to stop what's supposed to be done on God's time. At the time gate, it's not only the devil that is there. God uses also time. Ask yourself questions like, what time did I feel a prompt? What time did I feel like pray? There are moments and times when you'll be feeling like, or sometimes you do feel like, you know, pray. Begin to record that moment. Check the time. Okay? How many sometimes you feel like praying and you pray? Next time when you feel like praying, check the time. Record that time, like, okay, 3 a.m. or maybe it was 9 p.m. or it was in the morning. Another time when you're going to have that prompt again, when the Holy Ghost is saying pray, record the time again. You're going to find out sometimes that there is a particular time when you have a visitation from above, where they tell you to pray. Now you begin to understand your time gate. To say there is a time gate where heaven wants to talk to me. It could not be the same exact minute, but it could be the same gap zone. Between 6 to 12 here. Or sometimes between this time to that, or even days. So next time you begin to prepare yourself to say, this moment God speaks to me. Hey, let me talk to, I'm trying to talk to somebody right now. We haven't even gone deep on time gates. What I gave you was just a preamble. Let me not go deep on that time. But at least I've given you something, right? Just a small sandwich. So, like myself, I know. I have trained myself to discover the times when I have visitation. Otherwise, you're believing just like a person. You won't even notice when God visits you. When you have got revelations. There are moments when you're just going to start thinking about church or prayer or about teachings. Those are not just happening. Trust me, they've got their own time zones. They come to you. But because you are in ignorance, you won't notice. There are moments you begin to think so much about your family. Record the time. Every time you begin to think about your family, huh? Catch yourself. So I caught myself thinking about my family. What time? That moment, you might be dealing with what? Bloodline what? Get. You are thinking about your children, or you're thinking about your wife, or you're thinking about, because your wife is your blood, you become one. Why are you thinking about that? Record the time, because this is how you begin to understand the gates. So sometimes, your bloodline gate can open on Tuesdays evenings. Then you discover that on Tuesdays evenings, I like thinking about what? my family, either my child, either my sister, either my wife, in the evenings. So what will you do? Next Tuesday, that will be your time gate to say, this is the time where God wants me to be dealing with my family matters. So you are using two gates now. The time gate and the blood gate. Bloodline gate. I stand on the time gate. I handle the bloodline gate. Whatsoever has been penetrating to my family, I bind you now. So now you are praying things because you understand what you are doing. When you begin to get into this level, we call you that you are using the Issachar code. The Bible says Issachar understood what Israel ought to do at what time. I'm not trying to talk to you. Let's not even deal with much things here before I get you get lost. So I'm trying to, you know, deliberately I've been repeating the teaching. Every time I'm repeating, I expound a little bit so that you understand. Oh, okay. Okay. Are you here, right? Yes. Can you imagine another time you are thinking about payments, about business, about check your time. Trust you me, there is a particular time where you think so much about finances and business. It's not just random. And there are actually days that happens. And all that is ignited by the Holy Spirit. And by that moment when you are thinking that, trust you me, you are actually put in the prophetic intelligence command center. You are decoding what's happening. What should I do in business? Okay, I'm going to do that. Unfortunately, because you don't pick, I just record the time. Check another time. You begin to think same things, maybe on the same day, different time. What it's just giving you is God visits you to think about your business on a Sunday or on a Monday. So that becomes your what? Your time gate. To deal with what? Financial gate. Because it's business. So when you begin to understand these things, you begin to pray in a right way. You don't pray outside the time. In the spirit, times are set. Grow now. I've been teaching you for years. That's why I'm bringing these teachings up, because you're matured. You should grow now. Not just all the times. Pray. Ha, la, 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 pray. And things are not happening. Begin to understand who you are. Spirituality in the prophetic is so real. When you begin to master these things, you begin to see that actually it's a culture in the spirit. You begin to live it. Not just to have an idea about prayer and a God who answers. No. You'll be part of it. You'll be part of creation. Yes. I'm not talking to you. Oh, yes. You'll be saying my economic gate has been activated today. It activates at 12 p.m. Yeah. And you put your alarm there. 12. Say, hey, my economic gate has opened. Let me go and make money now. You close the door. Shakaraba. At that moment, you know. I'm talking to somebody right here. At that moment, you know what you're communicating. It's exact time you're supposed to speak these things. Do you know what the Bible says? In the time of favor, I heard you. The Bible says that. In the time of what? Meaning to say, God, oh my God, I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. Yes. God is not going to hear you in the time of favor and you're talking about healing. God will not just do things like, even Jesus came on the right time. And there was even a time how many days he'll be in the grave. Even you, we read the scripture. The Bible says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. He's God of times. In fact, he created the time And on the seventh day, he rested. He made time. God made time. It's not just like God was just going to appear. No. That's why you must begin to grow in the prophetic. If you read the Bible, it talks about school of prophets, the whole Old Testament. People who are submitting under prophets, that's where they were going to a school of prophets to learn the prophetic ministry. Because you'll be, I believe in God, and my spiritual father is major one, and he's a prophet of God, yet you are suffering because you do not want to learn. You just don't want to learn the prophetic ministry. Prophetic ministry is diverse, and it's not the same with other ministries. I told you this before. In the Bible, people would go to Zadok with the priest. They would go to other men of God. And there were so many men of God in the Bible. But in the prophetic ministry, when a person goes to a prophet, he was not going there on choice. You would go to a priest by choice. But to a prophet, it was a destiny. God would lead you to go to a prophet. And through today, nobody comes to a prophetic ministry by choice. God leads them to the prophetic ministry because of the destiny they carry. Am I talking to somebody right here? Check your Bible. Everyone you hear in the Bible, whether it is Samuel, he found himself in the temple because there was destiny upon him. Are you here, right? David, he was taking care of the sheep. He was told, you are needed to a prophet. It was not a choice. When he went there, he was being told, you have a destiny. Am I talking to you? King Saul was looking for donkeys. It was a divine setup for donkeys to miss, so that he can say, let me go to a prophet for direction, the way God did with you. Your problem was a divine setup. It led you to a prophet. You didn't come by choice. It was a setup. Am I talking to you? Some here. It's a divine setup.
Divine setup.
So what happens is, so God will lead you. In the prophetic ministry, God leads you there. It's not like you make a choice to be there. That's where most of you people who led you to a prophetic ministry, they are no longer in the prophetic ministry. Because God had to use them. The man who told Saul that let's go to a prophet, he's no longer anywhere in the picture. The moment he arrived there, destiny went to who? To Saul. Not the man who suggested. Some here.
Amen.
So there are people who may say, let's go there. And some of you, nobody suggested to you. When you just saw a prophet like Elisha, he was a farmer. When he saw a prophet passing by, he said, I'm leaving everything. I'm following him. Because prophetic ministry, you are led. You don't choose. You can choose a church, but not prophetic ministry. Am I speaking to you? You are led to go there because of the destiny upon you. So when you read everyone in the Bible who went to a prophet, read them all. There was a destiny upon them. All of them, there was a destiny upon them. So when in the prophetic ministry, begin to learn what happens in the times, what takes place in the seasons. So in the times, there's a time for everything. God says, in the time of favor, I heard you. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, it says what? In the time of favor.
For he says, in the time of my favor.
You see that?
And in the day of
when were they heard?
In the time of favor.
So imagine you opening up your gate at the right time. When do you think? And most of you, you'll find out that at night when you want to sleep, there's a certain gate that opens. Boom. handle that gate. It's not you thinking at that moment. It's a divine decode. You are decoding something in the prophetic intelligence. Be aware, because the devil may use that gate and penetrate and make you start crying. Yet it's God who's speaking to you to say, look at this issue. Handle it now. The gate has opened. And you're now crying. I don't know what to do now. Like, hey, do you have some people who just want to sleep? I just want to sleep right now. Do you have some pills? Yet right that moment, if you could just wake up and say in the name of Jesus, just like that, something great could have happened. So we have what? Time gets. We have what we call bloodline gets. These gets are entry points in your life. This could be certain things happening to you. Let me say something to you. There are some sicknesses that are very spiritual. I gave an example before. Epilepsy. These things I teach you, take them very serious. You'll find that it's on your uncle, or it was on your grandmother, it's on your child. If you don't handle these issues, I gave you examples. What Abraham didn't handle, it went on Isaac. What Isaac didn't handle, it went on Jacob. What Jacob didn't handle, it went on his children. And we saw the spirit of what? Deception. That was moving on Abraham, where he lied that it was his wife, I mean his sister, where it was his wife. His son did the same. Jacob lied that he was his elder brother, that he was his younger brother. The children of Jacob also lied because it was not dealt. There is a lying spirit you are actually observing on yourself or on your children, and you are not dealing with it. Spirits of addictions. How do you know there's a spirit of addiction? It manifests for me. If I'm chatting with a person, it will take me 10 minutes to know what addiction the person, if there is at all an addiction around the person or the spirit, it will take me 10 minutes to notice. You might not be drinking, but you find that yourself all the times, the spirit manifesting, just biting your fingers. Hello? That's manifestation of something unseen. You find a person just biting. Just. I say, hey, hallelujah. Amen, my father. Amen. I say, this one, if I can touch the head, something will talk. It may not manifest on you, okay? Exactly. But trust you me, your child, they were not going to put a finger on their nails, on their mouth. They'll put a cigarette. Because this spirit, it must have something on the mouth. So the cigarette will manifest as a cigarette. It's not a cigarette. There is something in the family that manifests in a form of putting something on your mouth. Am I talking to you? So let's not go this far. Let me come back a little bit. But it's in the blood. Are you understanding? So you wonder, why am I addicted to substance abuse? How did this problem come to me? It's not you. It's in the family. It's either to manifest through what? Eating the nails. Even some eating a cola. And some of you, it was happening when you were kids. And you think it was dealt with. It's not. You grew up, you no longer eat your cola or your fingers, but trust you me, it's in the blood. So don't be shocked when you see your kids now. They're all crazy. There is something in the family that manifests in a form of trying all the times, wanting something on the mouth. And there are those spirits in families where someone must be crazy. Either, if you look properly, you see how your uncle or your aunt is like, mentally, she's okay, but how she makes decisions, how she makes what? That spirit, that spirit, if there is someone who's normal in the family, it will say, no, go and drink something. You must at least, you two at least. You find a sober person, you know, just have to, you know, because these things look so natural, but they are not. You find a person coming in there, they're talking rubbish because of alcohol. They're talking rubbish. You think just talking. Check around. You find that if you and your some of your cousins, some of your sisters, some of your, it's like that. Because there's something you don't deal with. My friend, we have the blood of Jesus that must break this case. Break loose. Stand at the gate of the bloodline and say, it will not work in my family. I disconnect myself. I disconnect my children. I disconnect this from my family by the blood of Jesus. Are you here, somebody? Okay. So, we have the bloodline. So, when you have faith, some of the poverty people are having today, it's not because they're supposed to be poor. I've told you, like sickness, it will move in the families. More interestingly, let me say something to you. More interestingly, I don't know, some of you have noticed this, but even things like HIV become so suspicious. You find that a man has HIV, but not only him. His brother too. Someone else too. Within the family. So it's like an attack. You're hearing me, right? Yes. We all understand. We all did school. We know how HIV can spread. But how and why is it attacking everyone? Only your family. You must understand this, that if the enemy wants to attack you with something blood related, it will go in the family. And this is why we say, let's stand at the bloodline gate and handle these issues. We should not accept them. Make a decision and say it will come out. Some say it will come out. I am saying this as a prophet of God. It will come out in the name of Jesus. It's a bloodline.
Bloodline.
This is why God himself respects bloodline more than anybody else. He says, I'm God of Abraham, the father, Isaac, the son, Jacob, the grandchild. It's a bloodline. Do you understand that? God says, I'm what? I'm God of what? Abraham, the father, Isaac, Jacob. When God looks at you, he sees your son, your children, and he sees your grandchildren. Yes. Somebody say, I open the bloodline gates for divine intervention. Divine appointments. Say, me and my children,
are
my grandchildren,
are free.
So we spoke about the bloodline gates. Then we actually spoke. These gates are not just teachings. These are places where you should stand and say, you sit down and you ask yourself questions. What in my life affects me and also affects most people in my family? Write it down. Not just think it. Write it down, because you are trying to activate your gates. What is resisting in my family? You will find it. Write it down. Because those questions, they will help you to have prophetic intelligence. We call it the code of questioning. Are you here, right? Ask yourself questions. Use the code of questioning. If you read that one of my books, The Prophetic Codes, there's a code of questioning. Ask yourself, what is in my family? Don't just keep it like that. So, we are praying. I'm praying for myself. We don't deal with a problem where it is. We deal with it from the roots. We deal with it where it's coming from. I can't be suffering like this. Check around. The whole family, everybody's like that. You say, no way. I go at the blood and gate. Wherever it entered, wherever it had access, I go there and I close the access. No one is getting married. Something is wrong. We also spoke about the human gates. They are human gates. They are people assigned by God, and they are people assigned by the devil. And all of them may have access through the gate. It is important to understand that you must meet the people appointed by God to take you from your level to another. It's also important to close the gates against those who the enemy is assigning to come in your circle to mess you up. Whether you have met them or not, rebuke them in advance. Every person assigned by the enemy for my faith, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Because these human beings can delay you, can block your destiny, or of course something can happen because of people.